Number 5. The discovery of the Strait of Juan de Fuca.
Washington, you are there. The year, 1786. The time, early morning on July 16th. Britain's Captain Charles William Barkley is exploring the coastal waters of Washington. We go now to Larry Morgan, our Washington Centennial reporter, aboard Captain Barkley's ship, the Imperial Eagle. He's talking with the captain's 17-year-old wife, Frances Barkley.
Bring me my chart and my diary.
Excuse me, Mrs. Barkley. What's all the excitement about?
Just look at that body of water out there. It's 4 leagues wide and extends as far as the eye can see.
I guess I still don't understand the significance.
Nearly 200 years ago, a man named Juan de Fuca claimed to have discovered this strait, but explorers and geographers scoffed at him. But here it is. Juan de Fuca was right.
What about you, Mrs. Barkley? Did you make the right decision in choosing to come along on this voyage?
There have been hard times, certainly. After we set sail from England last November, we encountered some terrible storms, and my husband nearly died of a fever.
You are also likely the first white woman to come to the Northwest. Has that been difficult?
Well, I've definitely been a curiosity to the natives. As a woman, however, I've had more troubles right here on ship.
What do you mean?
While my husband was gravely ill, one of his officers, who should have had more honor, made unprincipled advances toward me. I tell you this to warn other ladies who may make such voyages.
So, are you sorry you came?
Oh, no. Now that my husband has fully recovered and we've made this remarkable rediscovery of the Strait of Juan de Fuca, I'm very eager to continue. Who knows what adventures lie ahead?
But the next adventure is not a happy one. A few days later, the Imperial Eagle weighs anchor off what is now the Washington coastline. 12 men from the ship set out in boats to trade with the natives. The next day, their bloody remains are found by their shipmates on an island. Destruction Island is the name Captain Barkley and his crew give to the site of this tragedy, and it bears that name to this day.